Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we will begin at the last word on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, Ha'oinen. When one of seven close relatives of someone dies, the seven close relatives are father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and spouse, a period of aninus begins. Midaraisa, an oinin, is on the day of the day of the ptira, on the day of the death of the person. The Rabbanon expanded that there is aninus on the night after that day, and furthermore, they said that aninus continues until the actual kfura. We will discuss if aninus continues past the kfura on that day, or if it even continues on the night after the kfura. But for the purposes of our Mishnah is speaking about aninus medaraisa, and our Mishnah tells us that an oinen, someone who's an oinen, we bring a carbon pesach on his behalf, because even though today is the day of the death, Erev Pesach is the day of the death of his relative, since at night he would no longer be an Oinein Midaraisa, will he bring a Karan Pesach on his behalf. There's a Machloikis Rashi in Tosfos when the death took place. Tosfos says that the death took place after Chatzos, so that when this time for bringing the Karban Pesach came, which is at Chatzos, as we've been learning, he was mechuyiv, he was obligated to bring the Karban Pesach, and therefore that aninus that comes afterwards does not push away that chiv. However, according to Tosfos, if he was an oinein before Chatzos, for such an oinein, we don't bring a Karban Pesach. Rashi seems to disagree, and Rashi holds it makes no difference if Chatzos came first or the aninus came first, since at night he will not be an oinein midaraisa, we bring a Karan Pesach on his behalf. V'mefakeach asagal, somebody was clearing away a pile of rubble to find if chas v'shalom there's a person trapped under this rubble, and there's a strong chance that this person who is clearing away this rubble is going to be tamei, because he'll find the person dead and he will have come in contact with the dead person. Still, we bring the Karan Pesach on his behalf. Somebody was in prison, but he was promised that he would be released before night. So even though now in Erev Pesach, when we're bringing the carbon, he can't be actually participate, he's still in prison. Since he was told that he'll be out by tonight, we could bring the Karan Pesach on his behalf. The Chayil of Azaken, as we've been discussing so many times, are people who are ill or old, that can't eat a kazayis of a Karan Pesach. They too, Shein Yichoyim Lechel Kazayis, if they're able to eat a kazayis, we'll bring a Karan Pesach on their behalf. There's Machloikis Miches Chinuch and Tzofus Paneich, when we say that the Choylo Zokim can eat a kazayis, what does that mean? The Miches Chinuch says that they have to be able to eat a carbon, they have to be able to eat Karan Pesach, a kazayis, b'chtei chilas pras. The Tzofus Paneich says as long as they eat a kazayis during the night of Pesach, even though they can't eat it b'chtei chilas pras, we bring a Karan Pesach on their behalf. Shartan Leim, for all these people, we bring a Karan Pesach. Since right now we're bringing the Karan Pesach, it seems that they'll be able to eat it. We bring a Karan Pesach on their behalf. Now Rashi makes an interesting point. The first Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Ezu Oinen Kol Shman Shloim Nikbar." That Oinen is somebody until the mace was buried. And the Mefarshim ask on Rashi, as we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah, an oinen midaraisa is the entire day of the death of the relative. So why does Rashi say that somebody is an einan only kol zman shleim nikbar, until the nifter was buried? So Mefarshim explain, what is the concern by an einan that we should or we should not bring the Karan Pesach on his behalf? We're concerned that doing the kvura of the nifter, the relative may become tamei and therefore be ineligible to eat the Karan Pesach. Says Rashi, till when are we concerned with that? Kol zman shleim nikbar, as long as the nifter wasn't buried. Because since the nifter wasn't buried, we're concerned that the relative may become tamei. But once the nifter was buried, there is no reason to be concerned anymore that he'll become tamei. There is no more relationship between the relative and the nifter, physical relationship, and therefore we certainly could bring a Karan Pesach for that einan, and that einan will have the same din as any other Jew. And the next din of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says al kulam, and all the people that we mentioned in the Mishnah, ain shachtan lem b'fnei atzmam, we should not bring for them on the for themselves. Why? Because by all of these people that we're learning, although right now they're fit, there is a great concern that something may happen that will make them ineligible to eat the Karan Pesach. Shema Yuvias Apesel De Psul, we're concerned that they were going to come and bring the Karan Pesach to Psul because they may not be able to eat the Karan Pesach at night. So Rashi is very geschmack. When is that concern? Only when the nifter wasn't buried. That's why we're worried that the relative may become tamei. Once the nifter is buried, so we're no worried that he's going to become tamei. So therefore, Einan is like any other person, and we could even bring a Karan Pesach on him for himself. The Rambam has a different approach to this Gemara, because the Rambam says that the concern by an Einan is not just that he may become tamei, but the concern is that because of his tsar, because of his grief, he may not be able to eat the Karan Pesach at night. He may not be able to bring himself to eat it. And therefore, even if it's after the Kvura, for an Einan himself, we should not bring the Karan Pesach. Lefikach, says the Mishnah, im ir behem apsol, if something does happen to one of these people that they weren't able to eat the Karan Pesach at night, since when the Karan Pesach was brought, they were fit, and it was halachically valid, therefore, Peturim Alasas Pesach Sheni, they won't be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. Chutz min afavhech begal, the only exception is somebody who was clearing a pile of rubble, shutam mitchilosai. We have to assume that he was tamei from when he started clearing the rubble, and therefore when the Karan Pesach was brought, which was brought after the clearing of the rubble, he was already tamei, and he was therefore unfit when the Karan Pesach was brought on his behalf, and therefore he would have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Ask Tosfos that we have a klal that we always assume that the Tumah happened in the last minute. There's a Cheskes Chai that a person is alive to the last minute. So why over here don't we say that when the person was clearing the rubble, the person who was unfortunately found dead under the rubble was still alive at that point, and he only died later after the Karan Pesach was brought? So Tosfos answers that since we have here a situation where we found a dead person, it's not just where we have some sort of a chash, we have to assume that he was dead from the beginning. And the Taz, based on this Tosfos, says the following halacha. The halacha is that if somebody finds out about the death of one of the close relatives during the first 30 days after his patira, he has to sit shiva. If he finds out only after 30 days, he doesn't have to sit a whole shiva. He sits only one day, and even on that one day, we say mixes ayoyim kikula. What will be the halacha if we're not sure? This person finds out that somebody from his family died, but we're not exactly sure when the death took place. Is it before 30 days? Is now when he found out before 30 days? Or is now when he found out after 30 days? Says the Taz, based on this Tosfos, since we know for sure that this person is dead, we assume that he died earlier, and he only has to sit one-hour shiva. Says the Shach, we can't compare that situation to the situation that the Taz is discussing. The Shach says, in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, we're building fell on a person. So there's a strong reason to say that as soon as the building fell, the person died. And that's why we have to assume that he died, that he's dead from the first moment. But when somebody just hears about the death of a person, that there aren't any specific reasons to say that he died earlier versus later, we would not necessarily say that we assume that he died earlier versus later. The Paiskim also say that although our Mishnah said that we should not bring a Karan Pesach for these people individually, if it was brought that way, the Karan Pesach is kosher anyway. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah had spoken about somebody who was told that he would be released from jail. We could bring the Karan Pesach on his behalf, even though he was in prison on Erev Pesach. Amar Rabbah Barhuna Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Shana Labeis Asurim David Kachavim. We're only speaking about if somebody was in a non-Jewish jail. Avil Beis Asurim Yisrael, if this person was put in jail in a Jewish prison and he was told that he would be released, then we could be certain that he will be released, and shech mifnei atzman, we could even shech for such a person or persons individually. Kim dafta chinu, since he was told, he was promised that he would be released, mafik lehu, he will certainly be released, tiksiv, because the pasuk says, regarding Klal Yisrael, sheris Yisrael lo yaslu kazov, Klal Yisrael will not perform something wrong, v'loyidaber kazov, and they will not speak lies. So they promised him that he will get out, then we could be sure he'll get out and we could shech the Karan Pesach on his behalf. Rashi says, why would we put a Jew in prison? So Rashi says, either because he doesn't want to give his wife a get, as he's supposed to, or he owes somebody's money and he refuses to pay. And the Mefarshim prove from here that according to Rashi, somebody may be put into a Jewish prison for lack of payment of a debt. Although the Rajba and the Rivash disagree, and they say that a Jew would not be put into a Jewish prison for such a reason. The Mefarshim also say that even if a person was not told that he would be released, and the Karban Pesach was brought on his behalf, and then it turns out that he was released, he will be considered that the Karban Pesach was brought properly on his behalf. Because since this issue, why we couldn't bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf, was not an inherent problem, it was just a technical difficulty that he was in jail, if the Karban Pesach was brought on his behalf, and he was let out of jail, he will be mekayim the mitzvah perfectly. Amar Rav Chisda, Hadam Murim Beis Asurim Dav Kacham. This that we said regarding a prison of non-Jews, that we're concerned that the person can't eat the Karan Pesach, and we can't bring the Karan Pesach on his behalf. It's only if the prison is outside of Beis Pagi, which is outside of Yerushalayim. If it's inside Beis Pagi, then even in a non-Jewish prison, we could shecht for him. Because my Tama, what are we concerned that he won't be released? It's not a problem. Because after the Amtalei Vachalei, we could bring the Karan Pesach to him in the prison and I'll eat it there, and therefore, even though he's in a non-Jewish prison, we could shech the Karan Pesach on his behalf. So the Mishnah said, Lefikach, im ira, if one of these disqualifications happened, they don't have to make a Pesach Sheni. One of the things that we discussed in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, was if a person was clearing out rubble because there was a person unfortunately trapped under it. Amar Rabbi B'chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Shana El Gal Ogel. When are we concerned that if a dead person was found under the rubble, that means we say that the person who was dead already before the Karan Pesach was brought, and therefore the person who was searching the rubble was already tamei before the Karan Pesach was brought, and therefore the bringing of the Karan Pesach on his behalf was invalid, and he will have to bring a Pesach Shani. It's only if the rubble is formed in a pile, in a round pile. Avul gal oruch, but if it's formed in an elongated pile, potum alas Pesach Shani, then even such a person would not have to make a Pesach Shani. Because we could assume that he was tar when the shechita of the Karban Pesach took place. And as Rashi explains, since the person who was found under the rubble is dead, if the rubble is in a pile, in a round pile, there's no way for the person who's searching through the rubble not to be working with the rubble without being mal, without forming a roof over the rubble. And if he forms a roof over a dead person, there's a tumas oil, so automatically it became tummy. But if it was in an elongated shape, it's possible for him to work without having been mal, without having formed a roof over the oil, and therefore it's not necessary that we say he's tummy, and therefore the Karban Pesach that was brought on his behalf is fine, and he won't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Somebody who's clearing out the rubble, itim potter, sometimes he won't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, and itim chayv, and sometimes he will have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Ketzad, how? Gal ogul, if it's a round pile, v'nimtzus tumatachtav, and a dead person is found under the pile, chayiv, then he'll have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because we assume that he was mahal, that he formed the roof over the mace. Gal oruch, but if it's an elongated pile, v'nimtzus tumatachtav, and the tumah is found under it, potter, he won't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Eim atar b'shashchita, we say that perhaps he was still tar. Even though there was a dead person found under the rubble, we could assume that the person searching the rubble did not necessarily make oil over that rubble, and therefore he's tar. Ask the Rishash, that why don't we follow the same rule that we follow b'chala tarakula? Safek tama b'shus ha-yachid is tamei. If there's a Safek and Rishus HaYachid, it's Tamei. And Safek Tamei Rishus HaRabim is Tar. So let's just see if it's Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. So Rishas says that since we don't know what the status is under this rubble, it has the status of Tumas HaTahayim, a sugi that we learned earlier, that a Tumah that we're not quite sure, an unknown Tumah, we're not quite sure if there's a Tumah there at all, and therefore doesn't have follow the regular rules of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid or Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mishnah, Ein Shachnas a Pesach al Yachid. We're not allowed to sect Karban Pesach for a single individual. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machloikis if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'di'evid, if we did bring a Karban Pesach for an individual, will the Karban Pesach be acceptable or not? Some Achroinim say that even b'di'evid it will not be good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Some say b'di'evid it will be acceptable. Furthermore, Rabbi Yossi says we can bring a Karban Pesach for a Yochid. There's machloikis, Rashi and Rambam, how to understand Rabbi Yossi. According to Rashi, as long as one individual is able to eat a kezayis of Karban Pesach, we could bring the Karban Pesach for him alone. The Rambam disagrees. He says that although Rabbi Yossi permits bringing Karban Pesach for an individual, that individual has to be able to eat the entire animal, the entire Karban Pesach. If he's not able to eat the whole carbon, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that we can't bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. The Mefarshim explained that what's the machloek between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, the concern is that we have to have the Karban Pesach eaten. So as long as the kezayis of the Karban Pesach could be eaten, we could bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. According to the Rambam, the concern is that the Karban Pesach should not come to Noiser. So even a kezayis should not therefore the whole animal has to be eaten, because even if the person eats more than a kezayis, if it's going to be nicer, we have to do everything according to Rambam to prevent nicer. Continues the Mishnah. Vafil chabur shomeya. Even if you have a group of 100 people, she'eni yichayim lechel kezayis, if they're not able to eat a kezayis, ain't shachtan lehem, we don't bring the Karban Pesach on their behalf. Again, amachloikus Rashi and Rambam, how to understand this. According to Rashi, this is the way most achronim learn Rashi, if you have a group of 100 people, if one of the people in the group could eat a kazayis, then we bring the Karban Pesach, even though the rest of the group, each one of them can't eat a kazayis. Some want to say the Rashi says that even that the 100 people together have to eat kazayis, but that pshat is a difficult pshat to understand. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that when the Mishnah says, "Afilu chabur shomeya, sheyichoyim lechel kazayis," the Rambam says that every member in the group has to be able to eat a kazayis. Continues the Mishnah, "Ven oisin chaburus noshim avodim ketanim," we don't make a group composed of women, slaves, and ketanim. Turn around bottom. How do we know we're not allowed to shakta karban pesach for an individual? Tamaloimer lesucha lesboich as a pesach beechod. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, beechod, for one individual, don't bring a karban pesach. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, yochid, if there's a group, for yochel echlo and he could eat the karban pesach, shakta and love, we shakta karban pesach. Asara, but a group of 10, and they can't eat it, ain't shartan lam, that we don't bring the Karban Pesach on their behalf. And Taisha says that this rule about the 10 not being able to eat the Karban Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda will agree with. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi, Hai Be'echad, the word Be'echad, which Rabbi Yehuda used to teach us that we don't bring the Karban Pesach for an individual, my Avadlai, what will he do with that pasuk? So to understand what Rabbi Yossi is going to tell us we do with that pasuk, we have to say a short introduction. Until the Mishkan was erected, Klal Yisrael brought kabbonis on bomis. And there are two types of bomis. There's a bomis yochid, an individual bomah, and a bomis tzibur, which is a bomah of the tzibur where kabbonis tzibur were brought. Once the Mishkan was erected, it was also to have bamas because they had the Mishkan. When Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael and they came to Gilgal, the bamas yochid were again permitted. When they came to Shiloh, all bamas were prohibited. After Shiloh was destroyed, the bamas again were permitted. And once they came to Yerushalayim, then the bamas became Osir, and they remain Osir forever. Now the halacha is that in the time that a bama is prohibited, if somebody brings a carbon on the bama, he's chayiv karis. But when is he chayiv karis? He's only chayiv karis if he brought a carbon on a bama in the time when the carbon is supposed to be brought. But what will be if he brings a carbon in a time where the carbon is anyway not supposed to be brought? Then he's not chayiv karis. Says the Gemara, Mibay l'chad Reb Shimon, the Tanya Reb Shimon Omer, Menayin l'zoveich as pischoy b'bamas yochid. How do we know if somebody brings a carbon pesach on a bamas yochid? B'shas iser habamas, in the time where bamas are prohibited, but he's bringing the Karban Pesach in a time where there is no obligation to bring the Karban Pesach, let's say before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So although there is no Chiyuv Karis, how do we know that at least Shuv B'Loisa say that he's over a laugh? Tamaloima Lesucha Lesboich as a Pesach Be'echad Sharecha, that there's a laugh for bringing Karban Pesach on a bamas yochid before the Zman of Karban Pesach. Yochel af b'shas het abamas ukein. I would say that even during the time where bamas were permitted, if somebody brought a Karban Pesach, he'll be over the laugh. Tamloim b'achad sharecha. Le'amru el b'shar shekol Yisrael nechnosim b'sharechad. They only said this in the time where all of Klal Yisrael bring their kabbonis at one time, when they're brought in the designated location, Yerushalayim, one of the other places where all of Klal Yisrael is bringing. And any other time, there won't be such an issur. So if Shimon is using the pasuk to teach us the halacha regarding an issur to bring a Karban Pesach on a bamis yachid before this man of Korban Pesach, where there is no chiv karis, but there's chiv lav. Ask Rashi, why is there no chiv karis? Because of shrutei chutz, that he brought a carbon outside of the proper place. So Rashi answers that the chiv of shrutei chutz also only applies in the proper time of bringing the carbon. But since now is not the proper time of bringing the carbon, there is no iser of shrutei chutz. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman Olay, where would Rabbi Yehuda know this din about bamis from? Says the Gemara, Tartishmat Mina. He learned both dinim from this pasuk of Lesuch Lesbeth Bechot Sherecha. Ask the Gemara, or Rabbi Yossi that says that the pasuk of Lesuch Lesbeth Bechot Sherecha is coming to teach the din of bamis. Why does he say that it's coming to teach us this thing? The Rav Shimon just taught us. Wouldn't it make more sense that the Pasuk, which is a Pasuk in Korban Pesach, is teaching us a din about Korban Pesach? It's teaching us that a Korban Pesach is not brought for an individual, like Rabbi Yehuda taught us, it teaches us. Amalach, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Laisokadaitach. I can't agree with Rabbi Yehuda's contention that the Korban Pesach is not brought for an individual. Because the pasuk says, Ish lefi oichloi, the Korban Pesach is brought for an individual. Ramalei Rav Ukva bar Chinina miprishna l'rava. Mi am Rabbi Yehuda, ain't shaykh nesha Pesach, ala yochid. Did Rabbi Yehuda say that we can't bring Korban Pesach for an individual? Verminu, I'll ask you from the following braisa. Isha, a woman, berishin shachtan labefnei atzma. Pesach rishin will be checked for herself. Or b'sheni, on Pesach sheni, oisin oisai tefillin lacherim. We make her part of a group of other people. Not for herself. Div Rabbi Yehuda. But here in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, that Pesach rishin will bring a Korban Pesach for a woman herself. If we bring it for a woman herself, we certainly bring it for a man himself. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't bring a Korban Pesach for an individual? Amalei, so Rava answers to Rav Okfa, Loi Taima, don't say it means b'fnei atzma for a woman alone, el eima b'fnei atzman for a group of women. Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that Pesach Rishon is brought for a group of women, not for one single woman, because for a single woman we don't bring Pesach Rishon, we don't even bring Pesach Rishon for an individual man. Ask the Gemara Amalei, so you're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Rishon can be brought for a group of women. Asks him, Mi avdin and chabur shekul nashim? Do we make a group of women alone? For Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, we don't make a group of women, slaves, or ketanim. My love, and isn't Pshan in our Mishnah, Noshu l'chudayu. We don't make a group of women of themselves, Avadim l'chudayu, a group of slaves themselves, Ketanim l'chudayu, a group of children themselves. Amalei, loy, that's not Pshan in Mishnah. What the Mishnah means, Noshim v'avadim ketanim, we don't make a group comprising of women, slaves, and children. Noshim avodim, we don't make a group of women and slaves together, mishim tiflis. We're worried they're going to act immorally. Ketanim avodim, and we don't make a group of ketanim and avodim, mishim pritzusa, we're concerned they're going to get involved with mishkav zachar. But women themselves, we can make a group. And that's exactly what this braisa means. However, says the Rambam, although we're saying now we can make a group of women themselves, and we can make a group of avodim themselves, a group of children themselves, we can't make. Because to have a whole group of ketanim who are not mechoye b'mitzvahs, we can't do. Gufa. Says the Gemara. Isha, a woman, b'rishayin ishachtan labifnei atzma, Pesach rishon we shecht for her herself, v'sheni and Pesach sheni, oifn oisai tfeil alacherim. We make a part of another group. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yossi says, Isha, a woman, b'sheirini, on Pesach sheini, shechtin lo b'fnei atzma. We could shecht for her herself. Vein tzarch leimer, certainly, b'rishon, on Pesach rishon, we make for women themselves. Rav Shimon says, b'rishon, oisun oisun, tfeila lacherim. Pesach rishon, we make her part of another group. B'sheni and shechna lakalikar, we don't bring Pesach Sheni for women at all. Says the Gemara, b'mayim k'mefki, what's the basis of this three-way machlaikus? It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Sover, b'michsas nefashas. The Torah says, b'michsas nefashas, all nefashas, b'fil noshim, even for women, the Pesach Rishon is brought. V'chi teima, if you're going to say that that's what the Torah is teaching us, yihoch afil b'sheni nami, so even Pesach Sheni, we should be able to make for women themselves. Yet Rabbi Yehuda says the Pesach Sheni, women can only be part of a group. We don't make the Pesach Sheni for women themselves. Answer the Gemara Ksiv, Cheta Yisa Ishahu. The Pasuk says, He Ishahu, he'll carry a sin. Ish in, only a man has an Avera for not bringing Pesach Sheni. Ishaloi. A woman doesn't get an Avera because Isha isn't part of Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to understand the pasuk, ihachi, I feel tefillin nami b'sheni loy. So then, a woman shouldn't even be part of a group of Pesach Sheni. If you, Rabbi Yehuda, are teaching us that the pasuk excludes women from Pesach Sheni, so they shouldn't even be part of a group in Pesach Sheni. Answers the Gemara, ahani kechol chukas haPesach. Since the pasuk says regarding Pesach Sheni, kechol chukas haPesach yasoy soy, the Pesach Sheni's processing should duplicate Pesach Rishon's the Tefillah Ba'alma. That pasuk is teaching us that a woman can be part of a group. Because as the Mefarshim explained, on one hand we have the pasuk of Ish V'la'isha, which excludes women. On the other hand we have the pasuk of Kechol Chukas HaPesach, which ought to include women. So to speak, we make a compromise. They do bring Pesach Sheni, but as part of a group. Rabbi Yossi Maitam, Rabbi Yossi held that women don't bring, not that women bring Pesach Sheni, and certainly they bring Pesach Rishon. The Ksibah Rishon says in Pesach Rishon, "B'michsas nefashos v'filo isha," all nefashos, even women. Ask the Ksibah Pesach Sheni, and it says Pesach Sheni also v'nichrasa nefesh ahi. Nefesh, it says a soul, any Jewish soul, filo noshim, even women have to bring Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, but it says by Pesach Sheni the pasuk Elecheta Yisa Ishahu, which what's that coming to exclude Lamute Mai? Answers the Gemara, Lamute Katan Karas, that a Katan doesn't get Karas for not bringing the Pesach Sheni. Ask Tosfos, we need a pasuk to teach us that a Katan doesn't get Karas. Of course, a Katan doesn't get Karas. He's a Katan. So Tosfos answers that we're speaking in about a situation where this child was a cotton by Pesach Rishon, but before Pesach Sheni came, he became a gadol. He was bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the pasuk is telling us that such a child will not get koris if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. As the Rishash, we will learn that there's a shaila, how do we view Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni a Tashlumim for Pesach Rishon, a so to speak a compensation, a makeup of Pesach Rishon, or is it a Yonta B'fnei Atzmai? So if we'll say, asked the Rishash, that it's a makeup for Pesach Rishon, I could understand what Tosfos is saying. This cotton was Potter and Pesach Rishon, so that's why it's Potter and Pesach Sheni. But if we're going to say, asked the Rishash, the Pesach Sheni is a separate Yontif, why is Takad Halacha that a cotton is potter? So the Sfas Emes says two different pshatim in our Gemara. One pshat he says is that the Gemara here is referring to a child who was a cotton on Erev Pesach. On Yudal of Nisan he was still a cotton, but on Tezvah of Nisan he'll be a gadol. And the pasuk is teaching us, since when the Karban Pesach is actually being brought on Yudal of Nisan, he's a cotton. Therefore, he's not mechuyif karis if he doesn't eat the Karban Pesach on Tezvav Nisan. Another pshat, as Sfas Emes says, is in a totally different track. We know that the oinish of karis, the punishment of karis, involves that the person dies, rachmana litzlan, prematurely, and his children are also affected. Says the Sfas Emes, normally the chiyif karis is by a lav. As we know, Pesach is an exception, that even though it's a mitzvah saseh, there's still a chiyuv karis. Says the Sfas Emes that the pasuk is teaching us that although There is a chiyuv karis if somebody doesn't bring a Korban Pesach. It's a different type of karis. It's only a karis that affects the person who didn't bring the Korban Pesach. It does not affect his children. The tanim, the children of the person who didn't bring the Korban Pesach, are excluded from any punishment. Says the Gemara further, to analyze of Shimon Shita. Sibarishin, it says regarding the Korban Pesach Rishin, Ish, and the Gemara will soon try to identify where it says that, Ish in, only a man has to bring Korban Pesach, Ish Eloi, a woman doesn't have to bring Korban Pesach. V'chi Tema, if so, I feel it failed Nami Loi. So why does she shouldn't even be part of a group? She's excluded. Why does Reb Shimon say that a woman is included part of a group of Pesach Rishon? Says the Gemara, Hanelei b'michsas nefashas l'tfeila. Since the pasuk uses the word michsas nefashas, so we say that she could be part of the group of the Pesach Rishon. V'chi teima afil b'sheni nami. So you should say perhaps regarding Pesach Sheni too, that although we don't bring a Korban Pesach Sheni for a woman herself, because we don't bring it for Pesach Rishon, we certainly don't do it by Pesach Sheni, but maybe at least Rav Shimon should agree that in Pesach Sheni also she could be part of a group. Mit Rechmana B'Sheni. In Pesach Sheni a woman is completely excluded. The Ksiv, Cheto Yisoy Ish, Ish in, only a man brings Pesach Sheni, Ish in Loi. B'may Kamadlai. Exactly what does the Pasuk mean? If you're going to tell me the Pasuk is telling us that she's not obligated, that's obvious that she's not obligated. Hash the Barishan Loi. If she's not obligated to bring Pesach Rishon, B'Sheni Miboy, she's certainly not obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. Alav, what must the Pasuk be teaching us mitfela? That in Pesach Sheni, she's not even part of the group, where in Pesach Rishon, Rav Shimon agreed that she's part of a group. Ask the Gemara. The Pasuk said, the Ish. There's a word Ish, in Pesach Rishon, the Kamar of Shimon, that excludes a woman from Pesach Rishon. So now the Gemara, as we said before, wants to identify what is this Pasuk. Ask the Sfasemis, why does Rav Shimon need a Pasuk to exclude women? Of course women are excluded. It's a mitzvah sasashas man grammar. And from all mitzvah sasashas man grammar, women are excluded. Answer the Sfasemis, as we said before, that this mitzvah sasay of Korban Pesach is a very unique mitzvah asay. It's a mitzvah asay that there's a chiyuv karis. So it would say that even though normally women are excluded from mitzvah asay shizman grama, perhaps this mitzvah asay is different and women are included. So I need a pasuk to exclude it, to exclude her. Inema, perhaps you'll say, it's from the pasuk that says v'yikolam ish celebates ovis. So it says the word ish. Says the Gemara, we can't use that ish to exclude women. We need that pasuk to teach us. Hamu boy leilach Reb Yitzchak. We need it for what Reb Yitzchak taught us. Dama isaycha. Only a man could acquire items on behalf of others. Vein katan zaycha, but not a child. So that can't be the source from where Reb Shimon will know that women are excluded from Pesach Rishon. Ask Taisvis, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that children are excluded from being able to acquire items for others? Of course they're excluded. They're ktanim. They don't have das. So the way the Mefarshim explained Taisvus Teretz, that's exactly what this is the makar for. The Pasuk here is teaching us that zchiya, acquiring item for others, works with shlichus, as a person is a shlich for somebody else, and a katan can't be a shlich. So we still need to find a pasuk from where Reb Shimon knows that women are excluded from Pesach Rishon. Elv Ishla fi Achlai. It's from the pasuk of Ishla Micha Achlai. Ask the Gemara. Hamid Reb Yosi Savalak Reb Shimon. On Amun Aleph, we said that Reb Yosi held that a Korban Pesach can be brought for an individual. And we asked, what will Reb Yosi do with the pasuk of Ba'achet Sharecha? So we said Reb Yosi uses the pasuk of Ba'achet Sharecha to teach us that if the Korban Pesach was brought on a Bamas Yochid before the Zman of the Chiva bringing Korban Pesach, somebody's over a laugh. And we asked the question, why define the pasuk that way? Wouldn't it make more sense to say that the pasuk is teaching us that you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for individual? So we said, because Reb Yossi holds that the Pasuk teaches us that a Korban Pesach is brought for individual. What is the Pasuk that teaches us that a Korban Pesach is brought for individual? The Pasuk of Ish Lefi Oichlai. So obviously, the Rav Yossi, who holds like Rav Shimon, that the Pasuk of Achat Sherecha teaches us the din regarding a Bama, Rav Shimon also must hold like Rav Yossi, that the Pasuk of Ish Lefi Oichlai teaches us that a Korban Pesach is brought for an individual. Because otherwise, he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Ba'achet Sharecha is teaching us that the Korban Pesach is not brought for an individual. So whom Baile? So we need the Pasuk of Ish Lefi Oichlai to teach us the Shaychnas of Pesach al Yochid. We can bring a Korban Pesach for an individual. So we can't say that that's the Pasuk that excludes women. Amalach, Rabbi Shimon answers you. Im Kain, Nichte Rechman al-Fi Oichlai. If all the Pasuk was teaching us that we could bring a Korban Pesach for individual, it should have just said Lefi Achlai. My Ish, why did Torah have to use the language of Ish Lefi Achlai? Sham Minatati, we could learn two dinim. One din is Ish V'lai Isha, that we exclude women, and that the Korban Pesach could be brought for an individual. Says the Gemara, Kaman Oz L'Hodam Rav Elazar, who does the rule that Rav Elazar said, this rule that Rav Elazar that said follow, Isha, Berishin Chayva, on Pesach Rishon, she's mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach, b'sheni rishus, but she's not Pesach Sheni, v'doichus Shabbos, and it overrides Shabbos. So right away the Gemara asks, irishus, if it's not obligatory on my doichus Shabbos, why does it override Shabbos? El eima, b'sheni rishus, Pesach Sheni, women are not obligated. Rishon, chayva, they are obligated, v'doichus Shabbos, and in Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Rishon is override Shabbos even for women. Command Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that says Pesach Rishon women are mechuyev, Pesach Sheni they're not. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan, ein oisin chabura shekulin geirim. We're not allowed to make a group for the Korban Pesach which is composed only of geirim. Shem yedagdeku, maybe they're going to be too careful with the Korban Pesach, v'yivul adei psul, and they're going to make it unnecessarily possible in their great zeal to do it right. Tosfos points out that here our Gemara seems to hold that Geirim are very careful in doing mitzvahs. Tosfos says that in other places we seem to see that Geirim are not careful in doing the mitzvahs. That's why some have a girus in our Gemara to make all the Gemaras fit together, that we're concerned by a group of Kulei Geirim, that they won't be careful with the Korban Pesach, and that's why we don't want a group just of Geirim. Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa, Pesach Matzah Marer, regarding the mitzvah, Pesach Matzah Marer, Berishin Chayva, on the first night of Pesach, it's obligatory, Mekan Ve'el Krishus, afterwards, it's not. V'shim Noimah Banoshim Chayva, regarding men, it's obligatory, Banoshim Rishus, but not regarding women. A haikoi. Ask the Gemara regarding what is the Tanakama statement after the first night. It's not obligatory, it's voluntary referring to. Ilay me Pesach. If you say it's referring to Korban Pesach, the question is obvious. Pesach kol sheva miyika. Is there Korban Pesach all 7 days of Pesach? There's only chiv Korban Pesach on the first night of Pesach. Ella, it's referring to Matzah Mara. This continues the Gemara. Eima Seifa. So now let's look at the Seifa of this. Brisa, Rav Shimon Omer, Benoshim Chayva, or Benoshim Rishus. By men it's obligatory, but not by women. Ask the Gemara, V'chilesle Rav Shimon, Hod Omer Rav Elazar, doesn't Rav Shimon agree with Rav Elazar says, that Noshim Chayovim Bechiles Matzvah Tvat Torah, the women are obligated to eat Matzvah Medaraisa, Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Lo Soichel Av Chometz, Shivish Yomim, Toichel Av Matzvah, don't eat Chometz, eat Matzvah. And we learn, Kol sheyeshnu b'bal toich nechametz, whoever is not allowed to eat chametz, yeshnu b'kum achol matzah, must eat matzah. V'hani noshim, and women, hoyel v'yeshnu b'bal toich nechametz, they're not allowed to eat chametz, because eating chametz is a loisa say, and women are certainly obligated in all mitzvahs loisa say, yeshnu b'kum achol matzah, so they have to also eat matzah. So how could you say that the Brice is referring to matzah, and saying that women aren't mechuyev to eat matzah? Everybody's mechuyev to eat matzah. So asks Rashi, perhaps we could say, Rabbi Shimon was saying that the Brice is talking about Maror. Matzah women Ataka going to be mechuyiv the first night. And it's Reb Shimon is referring to Maror, and he's saying the women aren't mechuyiv and Maror. So Rashi answers, the Matzer and Maror travel together. Since the Pasuk says, a Matzer is Mrorim Yechlou, Matzer and Maror travel together, and I can't distinguish between them. Ask the Tzofnus B'Neach, how could you say that you can't distinguish between them? We will learn in Mitzvah Sheb that Matzah Bismanenu Bisman Hazeh is a Chiv Deraisa, and Maror is only Midrabanan. So we see they don't necessarily travel together. So answer the Tzofnus P'neach. The when do I say that Matzah and Maror aren't the same? That's only when there is no Beis HaMikdash. But in the time when we have a Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi teaches us, Matzah and Maror cannot be separated. Ela Eima, the way we have to say the Mishnah writes goes, Pesach Matzah Moror, Barishin Chayva, on the first night of Pesach it's obligatory, Mekan Ve'elach Rishus, afterwards it's elective. Rav Shimon Omer, Pesach, regarding the current Pesach, but Noshim Chayva, Rav Shimon holds that men must eat the current Pesach on the first night, but Noshim Rishus, women, as Rav Shimon taught us earlier, don't have to eat the current Pesach on the first night of Pesach. So here, the Braisa mentioned the issue of eating matzah all of Pesach, and the Mishnah says, and the Braisa says that it's not compulsory, but you can do it. There is a question that the Rishonim already discussed. If somebody eats matzah all of Pesach, is he mekayim a mitzvah? The Cheskuni and the Baal Hamor both say that he is mekayim a mitzvah if he eats matzah all of Pesach. And we know that the Gra was very makbid to try to eat matzah on Pesach. The Gra says that for every kazayis matzah somebody eats during the entire yontif of Pesach, he's mekayim a mitzvah. The question is, if so, why don't we make a bracha of achilas matzah according to these paiskim every time we eat matzah during yontif? Just like we make a leisha besukkah every time we sit down in the sukkah during Sukkot. So the Farshim give two different answers. One answer is that one could go through all of Yontif of Pesach without eating matzah, besides by the storm when he must eat matzah. However, one cannot go through all of Sukkot without being in the sukkah, because a person can't survive for 7 days without sleeping, and we have to sleep in the sukkah. So therefore, matzah is more of a voluntary act than eating in the sukkah, or sleeping in the sukkah, rather, that we can't avoid. Another teretz that is given is that when somebody sits in the sukkah, it's obvious that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Why would somebody go into the sukkah to sleep or eat if not that he's doing a mitzvah? On the other hand, somebody eating matzah, it's not obvious that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Perhaps he's eating matzah because he's hungry. And therefore, we make a bracha leisha b'sukkah, all of sukkahs, but we don't make a chilas matzah only by the storm. The Stechemed says that there were people in his time who did make a chilas matzah all of Pesach, and he says that, of course, it's extremely wrong, and a chilas matzah is only made by the storm. It's extremely wrong, and Achilas Matzah is only made by the storm.